daughters. And I don't understand this. I could take a bullwhip and take the hide off of a man that does this. Take a daughter that he should be willing to die for and molest that child. And I can tell you now that when that happens, it messes that child up. And even into adulthood, they still wrestle with it. I was preaching a revival in Dallas, Texas, and the mother came up to me after the service and she said, "Brother Mills, would you speak to my daughter?" And so I met her in the aisle of the church and I said, "Your mother wants you wanted to speak to me. And she said, "Yes, my father molested me sexually when I was a girl. I don't understand it." And she couldn't get over it, it seems. She said, "I just can't get over this. I can't forgive him." I said, "Where is your father?" She said, "He's dead." I said, "You're letting a man in a grave control your emotions. He can't harm you anymore. He can't do anything to you anymore. But you're letting a dead man control your emotions." Oh, I know some things can cut so deep until it's hard to get over sometime. But you can get over it because God's grace will help you get over it. Amen. As is preached here time and time again, all that Jesus accomplished in the cross, at the cross, everything is there. Your deliverance is there. Your healing is there. Your way out of that prison house is there.